All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, just over one quarter of the Major League Baseball season is in the books for 2015, and we've seen some surprises, and we've also seen some disappointments. But I tell you what, through the first quarter of action of the 2015 MLB season, we have a lot to look forward coming through the summer and heading into the fall as far as the excitement of baseball goes. When you look at the American League East, and this is a very tight division, as only 3.5 games right now separate last place from first place. And you look at the first place team in this division, and it's the Tampa Bay Rays, and this is a credit to their organization with all of the turnover that they had in the offseason. Joe Madden, their longtime manager, is now with the Chicago Cubs. Andrew Friedman, their longtime general manager, is now the president of baseball operations for the Los Angeles Dodgers. There was basically a fire sale last year, sending the likes of David Price to the Detroit Tigers and Ben Zobrist to the Oakland Athletics. But right now, this Rays team, led by their manager Kevin Cash, they're hanging in there, and more than anything, they're playing with house money, and it's working right now for them in Tampa as they have a half-game lead over the second-place team in that division, and that's going to be the New York Yankees. And you look at the Yankees, and they have a record of 23-22, and they've had a very long dry spell recently. They were able to get back on track yesterday as they knocked off the Kansas City Royals at home on Memorial Day, and the Yankees are hopeful that that is a sign of good things to come for them. You look at manager Joe Girardi and how he just attempts to keep this thing together. You look at the injuries that this team has dealt with to starting pitchers like Masahiro Tanaka. Now you have outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury, who is sitting down right now with a knee injury. And veteran pitcher CC Sabathia has shown signs of improvement. He got rocked in his last start versus the Texas Rangers over the weekend, but the Yankees are going to need their pitching. They're going to need Sabathia to come around. They're going to need Tanaka to come back. And I said it in the preseason. I said it last year, and I'm still sticking by it. His arm injury smells of Tommy John. They are trying to work and try to have him pitch through it. But, you know, at some point, I think he's going to have to go under the knife and have that surgery. You look at the Baltimore Orioles. They have a record of 20-22. And Buck Showalter, their manager, is trying to keep them in it along with their best player, Adam Jones. Now, of course, the Orioles were hurt in free agency last year. They lost Andrew Miller to the New York Yankees. He was a dynamic relief pitcher for them coming out of their bullpen. They lost Nelson Cruz to the Seattle Mariners. And this is a guy, he was one of the better power hitters in baseball in 2014. And that is still the case right now in 2015 as he is leading the majors in long balls. And, you know, they are hopeful, the Orioles are, to get Matt Wieters back at some point as he recovers from Tommy John surgery and have him behind the plate. You have Manny Machado, and ever since that knee injury, he has not been the same guy for them at third base. So it looks like it's going to be an up-and-down year for the Orioles. Then you look at the Boston Red Sox. They are the epitome of up-and-down right now. The Sox are 21-24, and for their manager, John Farrell, he never knows what he's going to get out of a starting rotation. It's either going to be penthouse or outhouse with these guys. You look at the likes of Wade Miley, Clay Buchholz, Joe Kelly, who just did get rocked yesterday as the Red Sox lost to the Minnesota Twins 7-2, and Justin Masterson, just to name some guys in that rotation. Then you look at the Red Sox lineup. They have a veteran lineup led by designated hitter David Ortiz, second baseman Dustin Pedroia, outfielder Hanley Ramirez, and third baseman Pablo Sandoval. But they, just like the Red Sox pitching staff, has gone into the tank more often than not this season, and that cannot be the case. Boston has talent, and they are not playing up to their level right now. And finally, in the AL East, you have the Toronto Blue Jays, who come in with a record of 21-26. And for the Jays, you know, they've had some injuries that they've been dealing with. They just got their leadoff hitter back, Jose Reyes, and he is a table setter for this club because when he's on base, they're big bats, and I'm talking about Josh Donaldson at third base, Jose Bautista in the outfield, along with Edwin Encarnacion. These are the guys that need to be up with a guy like Reyes on base so they can see more fastballs due to his threat of stealing the base. The Jays live and die by the long ball, but they have to find a way to get some pitching. And you look at R.A. Dickey and you look at Mark Burley in that starting rotation. Two veteran pitchers, but they need somebody else to step up, a la Drew Hutchinson. He did have a complete game yesterday for them as they were able to knock off the White Sox, but it's something that they're going to need more consistently from him in that rotation. Then you look at the American League Central, and it's led by the Kansas City Royals. And the Royals, you know, they really caught fire coming down the stretch last year, and they were within one game of winning the World Series, and they've picked up right where they left off from. They are a very feisty club, and they are leading this division. A big shock right now in the AL Central has to be the Minnesota Twins, as they have a record of 26-18 under first-year manager Paul Molitor. He has this team playing loose, and if anybody remembers Molitor from his playing days, mainly spent with the Milwaukee Brewers, this is a guy that played the game the right way every single day, and that's one thing that you are seeing from the Minnesota Twins right now under Molitor. The Detroit Tigers are sitting right there 3 games back at Kansas City with a record of 26-20. And you look at Detroit, they're hopeful to get Justin Verlander back at some point. David Price has really carried the Tigers starting rotation. Of course, they lost Max Scherzer in free agency as he went on to sign with the Washington Nationals. And you look at a very potent lineup right now for the Tigers. Of course, you have Miguel Cabrera at first. You have Victor Martinez as their designated hitter. Yoenis Cespedes and Anthony Gose out there in the outfield, along with J.D. Martinez. And then, of course, you have Ian Kinsler at second base. So this is a very potent Tigers team. The only thing that is going to come down to them, as usual, what are they going to get out of the bullpen? The Cleveland Indians right now are 20-24, but they have been improving as of late. They've won 7 out of their last 10 ball games, and a lot of that has started with their pitching, led by 2014 American League Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber, who has turned things around after a very slow start to 2015. And finally, the Chicago White Sox in the AL Central. The White Sox have a record of 19-23, and lately they've been playing better than that, and the White Sox do have talent. And I think at some point this team is going to make a run. You look at their rotation, led by Chris Sale and Jeff Samardzija. You have Dave Robertson out there to close out games in the ninth inning. It's just a matter of the cohesion and everybody on this club coming together for the most part, because there's talent there. You look at this lineup. You have Jose Abreu at first base, the reigning American League Rookie of the Year. Alexei Ramirez at shortstop. You have Melky Cabrera out there in the outfield as well, and Adam LaRoche. So this White Sox team is very capable under manager Robin Ventura. Now, moving along to the American League West, and this might be the shock of all Major League Baseball right now, and that's the Houston Astros. The Astros have a record of 29-17, and this is a team, they were down on their luck their last few years in the National League, and then, of course, they transcended over to the American League. This was a team that was in financial straits. There was a shift of ownership right there, and this team has really started over from scratch, but they have a lot of young talent on this team for manager A.J. Hinch, led by George Springer, and this guy is a star in the making, and, of course, Dallas Cucho in that starting rotation to lead them. And I tell you right now, the Astros, plain and simple, they're playing with house money out there. And you look at the teams that really might have taken them for granted out there in that division earlier on, now they're playing catch-up mode. And you look at the Los Angeles Angels, they're 5.5 back right now of the Astros. And a lot of the Angels' problems to me started with Josh Hamilton fiasco. You know, was he going to play? Was he not going to play? And eventually, the Angels decided to part ways with them. You still have Albert Pujols in this lineup, and you, of course, you have the reigning AL MVP and Mike Trout. It's just a matter of getting enough production around both of them. CJ Wilson in that rotation, is he going to pitch up to par? And the same thing can be said about Jared Weaver as well. But the Angels are a team. They have too much talent to be hovering around 500 right now. Another big shock in the AL West is the Texas Rangers. The bottom fell out for this team last year. They were dealing with so many injuries, but under first-year skipper John Bannister, this team has really got it going right now. They're 22-23. They've won their last 6 games, including a thorough beatdown over the weekend at Yankee Stadium over the New York Yankees. And offensively, they're clicking right now. They're piecing together their starting rotation. But you look at the bats on this team, led by Prince Fielder and Adrian Beltre. They just brought Josh Hamilton back, so they're hopeful that Hamilton is able to contribute like he was in the past for this club. Another disappointment out there in the AL West is the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners have a record of 21-23. This was a team that was 1 game short of making the playoffs in 2014, but it starts with their pitching. Somebody other than Felix Hernandez has to step up and start pitching for this club consistently in their rotation. Hernandez alone has 7 of the 21 Mariners victories. That's not going to cut it if they're going to be a postseason team. Robinson Cano, their big free agent signing from 2014, has seen his production go down. And it's been Nelson Cruz who's been the guy that has carried this lineup right now for the Mariners. So they're going to need Cano, and they are going to need more production out of their starting rotation if they're going to get things going out there. And you look at the Oakland Athletics, this was a team that had been a perennial playoff team the past few years. Of course, they played at Moneyball out there under their general manager, Billy Beane. They had a few runs to the postseason, and now it seems like they're starting over from scratch after making several moves in the offseason. You sent the guy like Jeff Samardzija to the Oakland Athletics, to the Chicago White Sox. I didn't understand the John Lester trade last year, of course, knowing that they were going to lose him in free agency. And in that trade, they did give up Yoenis Cespedes, who was the heart and soul of that team to that point. And they also traded Josh Donaldson to the Toronto Blue Jays and catcher Derek Norris to the San Diego Padres. So right now, with a record of 17-30, the A's are definitely starting over. But they have a stud, a young stud, that goes out there every fifth day and pitches for them by the name of Sonny Gray. Now you look at the NL East, and the Washington Nationals are finally seizing control of this division. They do have a 2.5-game lead over the New York Mets. The Nationals are playing around for the most part in the month of April, and hands down, this is the most talented club in this division. It's just a matter of them playing every single night. And one guy that has showed up every night so far this season has been Bryce Harper, who is as good as advertised. The Nationals' starting rotation is led by Max Scherzer and Jordan Zimmermann. But for the Nats to go where they want to go in 2015, Steven Strasburg has to join Scherzer and Zimmermann as far as being extremely effective in that rotation for the Nats. Now, the New York Mets have surprisingly spent the majority of this season in first place in the NL East. They've come down to earth recently. They're now 25-21. And for the Mets, you know, they're dealing with injuries. They don't know if and when they're going to get back third baseman David Wright. They're expected to get catcher Travis d'Arnaud back soon. But, you know, the Mets are going to be carried by their starting pitching. That's the only way that they're going to hang in this race for the entire season. The Atlanta Braves had some wholesale changes in the offseason. And under manager Freddy Gonzalez, they have found a way to hang around there in the division as they are 22 up and 22 down. You look at the Philadelphia Phillies, and this is a team, I've been saying it for the past few years, and Phillies GM Ruben Amaro really needs to be active as far as trying to trade guys. He's waiting, and he has waited too long to try to part with some of these veteran players, just a starting pitcher Cole Hamels and second baseman Chase Utley and relief pitcher Jonathan Papelbon. A year, maybe 2 years ago, he could have got more value back in return for some of those guys, as it's not looking good for the Phillies right now as they're 9 games out. And speaking of not looking good, that's the Miami Marlins. The bottom has really fallen out for this club, of course. We all know that manager Mike Redmond was relieved of his duties recently and replaced by Marlins general manager Dan Jennings. And ever since then, the Marlins have gone in the tank as they are 2-8 in their last 10 ball games. Now, Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria is not a man of patience, and he gave up on his team, and it's been a bad vibe down there in South Florida for this ball club. And there's talent there. You look at D. Gordon at second base, Giancarlo Stanton, Marcel Ozuna, and Adiene Echevarria, just to name a few of the great everyday players, or good everyday players, rather, for this Marlins club. Now you look at their starting pitching. Of course, Jose Fernandez is not there right now as he is recovering from Tommy John surgery. But some of the other guys, like Matt Latos, who was brought in this past offseason as he was acquired from the Cincinnati Reds. And, of course, their closer, Steve Cishek, who was lights out last year, has not been able to get control this year. That's really let this club down as they are 10 games under 500, and the worst is yet to come, I do believe, for this club in the NL East. And now, moving along to the Central, it's the same old song. It's the St. Louis Cardinals division to lose. They are one of the most businesslike clubs in Major League Baseball. They have interchangeable parts led by manager Mike Matheny. They lost starting pitcher Adam Wainwright, but they still have their dynamic catcher Yadier Molina behind the plate, and they continue to plug guys in. And this is why I picked the Cardinals to win the World Series in 2015. the young Chicago Cubs, led by manager Joe Maddon, are putting up a fight as they are 24-20. They're 4.5 back of St. Louis right now. And the Cubs, they're going to be in it for the entire season because this is a scrappy team. That's what Maddon preaches and coaches every single day, and they're going to hang around. The Pittsburgh Pirates are starting to get it going in the Central. They've won their last four games. More importantly, the former NL MVP in center field, Andrew McCutchen, is starting to get it going. And as McCutchen goes, so do the Pirates. The Cincinnati Reds have lost their last nine games, and the bottom appears to be falling out for this team. And it's a shame because there is talent there, led by third baseman Todd Frazier. And, you know, Cincinnati is hosting the Major League Baseball All-Star Game this July. And hopefully, if you're the fans of baseball out there in Southern Ohio, you want to see your team being relevant heading into the Midsummer Classic. Finally, in the NL Central list, the Milwaukee Brewers, who are 16-30, they've already had a managerial change this year as Ron Renicki was relieved of his duties and replaced by Craig Counsell. But right now, if you're the Brewers, you need to try to rebuild. And they don't have too many appetizing, you know, parts out there to put on a trade market and get something back. Now, the NL West is basically the Los Angeles Dodgers division to lose, but the San Francisco Giants are right there. The Giants were left for dead at one point. They're now just two games back of their neighbors to the south. And ever since Hunter Pence came back to this lineup, it's been business as usual for the Giants. This rotation led by Madison Bumgarner has been piecing it together. You look at starting pitcher Tim Lincecum, who is in his contract year, and he's pitching like a guy who was in his contract year. So the Giants are going to reap those benefits for 2015 at least. That you look at an emerging player on that Giants infield in Brandon Crawford, and you still have Buster Posey behind the plate. Now, for the Dodgers, they are hopeful to get Yasiel Puig back at some point from injury, and they are hopeful that the reigning NL MVP, and I'm talking about starting pitcher Clayton Kershaw, can get back on track. He's been a little iffy to start the season, but Kershaw is a slow start. And as the months go on, and I'm talking about June, July, and August, he tends to pick it up, and they will need that because they need him to be right up there with Zach Greinke in this rotation. And I still think the Dodgers at some point will be active on the trade market for another arm. The Arizona Diamondbacks, after their bad season in 2014, have shown flashes of improvement as they are 21-23. And, you know, Tony La Russa being in charge of that Diamondbacks front office right now, he's trying to change the culture out there. He has a new first-year manager in Chip Hale. And you can see how these guys are responding to the La Russa-led front office out there in the desert. We expected an up-and-down season from the San Diego Padres in 2015, and that's where we're getting. You have an outfield that is full of guys that tend to strike out a lot. And I'm talking about Will Myers, Matt Kemp, and Justin Upton. But they also know how to go yard. So it's basically feast or famine out there. The Padres pitching has shown flashes of being there, as has closer Craig Kimbrell. It's just a matter of them putting it together consistently. We'll have to wait and see how the Padres respond to that heading into the summer. And finally, the Colorado Rockies. They're 18-25, and they're in last place in the NL West. They're 8.5 back of the Dodgers. And at some point, you have to wonder if this team is going to throw the white flag in. They have offensive talent on this team, led by shortstop Troy Tulowitzki, outfielder Carlos Gonzalez, and third baseman Nolan Arenado. The Rockies have never had a problem with offense. Pitching has been their problem. So at some point, you have to wonder, are you willing to trade a bat if you are Colorado to get back some arms in return? So the AL East, I think, is going to continue to be up for grabs this season. Nobody's going to run away with it. Right now, Minnesota has become the dark horse in the AL Central, and they're throwing a monkey wrench into the plans of both the Royals and Tigers. I'm not ready to write off the Indians and White Sox in that division. The Astros have been surprising people, but at some point I expect the Angels and the Mariners to make a run. The Nationals, they're getting their sea legs right now, and I think at some point, maybe towards the end of June, beginning of July, they're going to shift it to another gear and put everybody into the dust in that NL East division. The Cardinals, they're sitting with a nice working margin of a 4.5 game lead over the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs will put up a fight, but they are simply no match for St. Louis in that division. And I think in the NL West, the Hatfields and McCoys are going to duke it out for the entire season, and I'm talking about the Giants and Dodgers. So it is going to be interesting to see as we head now into the summer of Major League Baseball. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out for thanking you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, you can check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, we have the page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.